The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And we are live in Akron, Ohio at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton. We're here for the 30th anniversary Freedom Banquet of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And it's a privilege to welcome different guests to the program. And right now, we have the privilege of welcoming Max Miller to the program. He is candidate for the 16th U.S. Congressional District here in Ohio. He served with the U.S. Marine Reserves. He is a Cleveland native, and also, he's just a young guy, but he was a senior advisor for President Donald Trump. And he also serves on the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Council. Max Miller, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bob. I really appreciate it.
Well, it is my privilege. But I got to ask you, having served with President Trump, you had to observe how down and dirty American politics can be. What in the world possessed you to decide to throw your hat in the ring for the 16th Congressional District?
When I got into this race, you know, what it boils down to is this is why I'm running. I'm running for Congress to promote the voice for the American people and to continue to push for the America First agenda forward. And I saw Anthony Gonzalez, who is an individual who always put his interests before the people's interests. And that's exactly what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to push my interests or my agenda. I'm going to push the interests of the constituents of the 16th District of Ohio and the American people and continue to preserve the legacies and policies that Donald J. Trump did when he was president over the course of 4 years. And no one can tell me any different that this country wasn't the most prosperous country in the entire world throughout its entire history under his leadership. I mean, we were energy independent for 4 years. Our southern border was locked down. Unemployment was at an all-time low in 2019, as well as minorities altogether. Entitlement programs were so far down below that we were doing so great that the private sector was booming, that people could pick themselves up out of their own bootstraps and make a life and a living for themselves. And what we've seen is America first to America last. And what does that mean? It means that we see someone like Joe Biden with the Afghanistan withdrawal, pushing a $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill that has nothing to do with infrastructure, but just lining the coffers of all these squishy, snaky people in D.C. I mean, the swamp loves to protect the swamp. But why I'm in this race, I said it earlier, but good people don't run for office. And why? Because they can't take the heat. Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you I'm a good person, but I'm willing to stand up to the liberal left and the establishment and within our own party to continue to push to get this country back on the Judeo-Christian values that it was built off of, and to respect the Constitution as a document that's not living and breathing, because that's not what it is. The Constitution was set in stone by our forefathers to be interpreted as it was written, with contingency plans that stretch all over. So that's why I'm jumping in this race, and that's why I'm never going to give up, and that's truly why I believe we'll be successful in our campaign.
Again, we're talking with Max Miller, candidate for the 16th Congressional District here in Ohio. Max, tell us a little bit about Max Miller. Let's get acquainted with the person. And then if we have time, we can talk about your policy stance and so forth. But tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. I grew up in Cleveland my entire adult life. The only time I ever left is when I went away for school and when I worked for President Donald J. Trump in 4 years in the White House in Washington, D.C. But before then, when I graduated from Cleveland State, I enlisted in the Marine Corps. I wanted to become an officer, and I went in And what they told me is, you know, what do you want to do? Because when you're a reservist, you get to pick your MOS. And I said, I want to be infantry. And he said, well, son, you're going to have to wait to the next board. I said, well, what can I do? He said, well, you could go down to a recruiter and enlist, but I wouldn't recommend you do so with a college degree. And I said, you know what? Fine with me. So I marched right down to a recruiter. I enlisted in the infantry and the Marine Corps Reserves. I served for 8 years proudly. And then after that, I, you know, kind of just trying to find myself in my life. And I enrolled to get an MBA at Baldwin Wallace and then withdrew from that program to pursue politics. And I started volunteering for Marco Rubio in 2015. I subsequently left Senator Rubio's campaign to join President Donald J. Trump, then Mr. Trump, in February of 2016. I started off on the very bottom, and I'm very proud of that. Nothing was above me. If anyone ever asked me to do any task, I would do it, and I would do it to the best of my ability. And over time, I was able to have a very unique personal relationship with President Trump, and I was able to earn the respect of my colleagues at work, and I started to progress at a pretty fast trajectory. I found myself as the director of advance in the White House. That job was I. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Are you still there?
Yep, we are still here.
Sorry.
Pick it up where you left off.
I heard a little noise, Bob. And I oversaw every event that he did with the coordinations and logistics of everything. So if he were to go to a stop in Waukesha, Wisconsin, I would oversee a team of roughly, you know, 300 to 500 people that would go out there and coordinate that. If it was an overseas trip, I'll give you an example. I was in North Korea. I crossed the North Korean border. I can't tell the full story, but I was over there for a good 5 to 6 hours. And we were negotiating, you know, the historic meet between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Mm-hmm. And those were very serious conversations, closed-door conversations. We were in North Korea, actually crossing the DMZ with a very small group of us. And we planned and executed that entire trip. And there's a lot of things that I can't bring up, but what I can tell you is, and you find yourself in a situation like that, and you're facing the pressure. You're getting hit with the heat. And we stood up to the challenge, and we were able to get everything that we wanted in terms of the negotiations for our president and, our, more importantly, our country.
Max,
and that's what it was all about.
I got to ask you, how old are you?
I'm 32 years old.
Wait a minute. One of the hallmarks of the Trump administration was he surrounded himself with a bunch of old dudes, and that was a knock, one of the knocks on President Trump. And so when you began working, you were what, 26, 27?
27 would be the age, yeah.
And you became a senior advisor and the head of the advance team?
That's right.
Isn't that a little unprecedented for someone your age?
I would say a little bit, but you know what? I worked my butt off, and I never let that man down, nor this country down in everything that I did.
Wow.
And about, you know, there was 4 months left until the election, and President Trump called me into the Oval Office, and he said, I need you to take this job. And I said, what is it, boss? I'll do anything for you. He said, I'd like you to be the deputy campaign manager of operations on the campaign. And it took me a little bit by surprise. But he trusted me, and he wanted me to go over there and to see if I could right the ship in terms of the operations. And I believe that I did in a very effective way. We got things going. He was doing, you know, 4 to 5 rallies a day. We were making sure that they were as safe as possible for the American public, dealing with the China virus. And we executed our job perfectly. You know, there was only so much that I could do when, you know, essentially people stole the election from them. And that's where we are. But I was proud to serve in that role. And then, you know, what happened on that day in November, he then called me and said, I'd love you to come back as a senior advisor. And I was with him for the last remaining months of his presidency. And it was the greatest time of my life. Wow. And I've never had a mentor or a teacher or a boss that really brought me along and then would explain things to me after a situation. I mean, I can't recall and tell you how many times that he would look at me and tell me to put my butt in that seat. And he would explain why he made a decision the way that he did it. And he was able to give me such an understanding of how he thinks and how he operates that I, you know, it is in me. And that's why I'm pushing forward in this fight.
Well, very impressive resume, Max. Max Miller, candidate for the 16th Congressional District. And we do have listeners in your district. So, Max, how can our listeners find more about Max Miller and your campaign? And you'll have to do it very quickly.
They can go on votemaxmiller.com. They can see my entire bio and my policies and my standpoints. And I'm also out in the district, and we're going to get more. We've already been very, very active, 8 to 10 events a week, and we're going to start posting them so people can get to meet me, and I'll earn their vote.
And with that, the music tells me we've got to go. Max, thank you so much.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, this is going to fix everything. Yeah. Finally, Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago has come up with a plan to put a lid on the shooting, the violence, the murders. She finally has come up with a plan to stop violent crime in the Windy City. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? You have your hands firmly on the steering wheel? Do you have your head firmly attached to your shoulders? She announced today that her plan is she's going to start suing the street gangs of Chicago. Her new plan will allow the city to file lawsuits against street gangs and snag their money and assets. She said in a news conference, quote, "We will hold you accountable." Yep. "We're going to order the forfeiture or money or property that is directly or indirectly related to street gang activity. I am sure that the street gangs of Chicago have their money in accounts with their name on it, easily accessible by the courts." Oh, my goodness. This is her plan. Nothing else has worked, as you have noticed. I'll get to it later. I've got a story, and I don't want to quote it because I'm afraid it'll be wrong. The number of kids in Chicago that have died because of violent crime as opposed to COVID, and it's not even close. I got the story here in my stack. Maybe we'll get to that later. But more kids have died in Chicago from violent crime than COVID. And the solution is we're going to sue those gangs and those gang members. Only the loony left can come up with a plan like that. That's like the plan, "We're going to pay you $1,000 a month if you don't shoot anybody." Yeah, that's working out real well also. Hey, there is breaking news, however. Do you remember back, it's been probably 2 months ago, President Biden in a press conference said, "The science tells us that you need to get a booster shot. Now, they're not available now, but the booster shots will be available." And if I remember correctly, I think it was today. I could be wrong on that, but it was September. He said, "Everybody needs to get a booster shot 8 months after they got their second shot. They're not available yet, but they will be available in a Again, I could be wrong, but for some reason, September 17th rings in my head. But it was sometime in September. The president said that. Well, we found out about a week later that the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, the National Institute of Health, and the companies that developed the vaccines, all of them were caught completely unaware. They had no idea the president was going to make this announcement. They had no idea. Nobody told him to. It was not the CDC. It was not the National Institute of Health. It was not the Surgeon General. It was, we have no idea. It seems that he pulled it out of the air. And he stuck with that. Need to get boosters. Not available now, but they will be available. And Joy and I were talking about, okay, 8 months from the second shot, okay, we would be eligible. Well, breaking news today. An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration today voted overwhelmingly 16-3 against recommending an additional booster shot of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah. So, in other words, the president made an announcement not based on any fact, any proof, any evidence, evidently. And now the FDA panel has said, nope. 16-3. That's more than a slap on the wrist to the Biden administration. Yeah, it was interesting. I was talking to Max Miller a few minutes ago, if you were listening. He was a senior advisor to President Trump, and he spoke forcefully about how Donald Trump dealt with his staff and subordinates. He would call them in, sit down. Here's why I'm doing it. I'm explaining it. Here's why we have to do this. And he would go in great detail as to his reasoning with his staff. In other words, it was very clear to everyone, Donald Trump was in charge. He was in charge. Contrast that to the current administration and the current resident of the White House. There is an enormous amount of evidence that other people are telling him what to do. He comes out with detailed notes. If he looks away from the notes, he gets lost. And he has repeatedly said, well, here's what I'm supposed to do. Here's what they told me to do. I am supposed to walk away without accepting questions. I think the real question is, who is really in charge? And I think there's an abundant amount of evidence. Joe Biden is not in charge. Who is? I don't know that any of us can be certain.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.